This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As the clock ticks down to Sunday's make-or-break vote on health care in the House, Democratic leaders continue to hunt for the 216 votes they need. Their job has been made easier by the decision of all 23 Democrats in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus to back the legislation. The support of some of those lawmakers had been in doubt, but a promise from President Obama on overhauling the nation's immigration laws trumped their misgivings on the health care bill. NPR's David Welnup has the story.
Illinois Democrat Luis Gutierrez had a problem with the health care bill before the House. He found it deeply unfair that the bill expressly barred illegal immigrants from buying health insurance on new exchanges that would be set up. And that can't be fixed by a separate package of amendments the House will vote on because everything in it has to be budget-related. Here's Gutierrez just 2 days ago.
I have said on numerous occasions I cannot vote for the bill in its current form, under the current format.
But Gutierrez did not want the health care bill to fail. What he wanted as chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus's Immigration Task Force was for President Obama to honor campaign promises to push for an immigration overhaul. At a news conference yesterday, Gutierrez said he got what he wanted.
After extensive discussions with the president, I believe we have a health care bill I can vote yes for. And I believe we have a commitment from the president to move forward on comprehensive immigration reform package quickly.
At that same hour, the White House issued a statement from President Obama. He pledged to do everything in his power to forge a bipartisan consensus this year to move forward on comprehensive immigration reform, everything from enforcing border and workplace laws to dealing with millions of undocumented immigrants. That followed a meeting the president had with two senators pushing for such legislation, New York Democrat Charles Schumer and South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. They gave the president what they called a framework for an immigration overhaul, leaving the ball in the court of the White House to write such a bill. The renewed effort to move immigration legislation comes as tens of thousands of pro-immigrant activists plan to march on the Capitol this Sunday as the final showdown on health care begins in the House. Today, outside the Capitol, Latino activists praised that legislation. Claudine Karasik is with the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund.
I think many of us saw the writing on the wall and that we weren't going to get the legislative fixes this time around that we hoped to. And so we are expecting that the major flaws with what will probably be passed ultimately will be fixed with comprehensive immigration reform. But we want to make sure we see those commitments from the administration and from Congress.
But with midterm elections looming this fall, congressional expert Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College says it's a tall order for an immigration makeover to happen before then.
At the moment, I'd say it would be a bit of a surprise if Congress acted on it. But then again, a lot of people didn't think health care reform would come to a final vote in the House either. So nothing can be said for certain except that there is political risk for Democrats on both sides of the issue.
Pitney says revamping immigration laws could certainly win Democrats more votes from Latinos. Some, however, could get punished at the polls for supporting what many opponents expect will amount to an amnesty for the undocumented millions. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.